This is Rosh Yeshiva. We're at page 242, the beginning of Siman Reish Yud, another very important siman, very rich halacha lemaisa in terms of the shear for bracha achrona bein ba'ochlin bein memashkin. So here we go. I don't know, I'm not sure we're going to be able to get through all of Sif Aleph today, but here we go. So based on the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ate a zayis meliach and made a bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Okay, the Gemara asks then, how could Rabbi Yochanan have done that since you have to take out the seed, so it's less going to be less than a kazayis. So the Bavli has one teretz. The Bavli says that it was talking about a zayis gadol, and therefore when you took out the seed, it was a zayis beinoni, and all you needed is a zayis beinoni in order to make a bracha achrona. Okay, or make a bracha. From that Gemara, the Medayik, that you, in order to make a bracha, you need a kazayis. Most Rishonim hold that this is only by bracha achrona. Only bracha achrona you need a kazayis. A bracha rishona, even on a kolshu. Why would they say that? That's based on the first amud of brachos. You see, everything comes, all the law comes straight from the Gemaras. Okay, guys, even the Gemara that you learn in the first amud of Perakshi, she says, Asr lihanas bialamaza below bracha. So therefore, they learn we're there. Most Rishonim say that's referring to only bracha rishona, and therefore, even on a kolshu, you're going to make a bracha rishona. And that's the psak of the Mechaber. Even though there are rishonim who hold that asr lihanas bialamazav below bracha even goes on bracha rishona and bracha achrona, and therefore the retards that the zayis meliach that Rabbi Yochanan did not make a bracha on, that's its normal bracha. It's normal bracha of main shalosh. But even according to these Rishonim, he should have made a Berei Nefashos. That was the kash of the Gemara. Why didn't he make a Berei Nefashos instead of main shalosh? We do not pass on like those Rishonim. You hold by bracha achrona, you need a kazayis. By bracha rishona, even a kolshu ha'ochol pachos mikazayis as mechaber bein mipas bein mishar ochlin, whether it's a bread or whether it's of other foods. V'ashota pachos miravias, based on other Gemaras, we hold that by the shear for drinking is a revias. Okay, we'll see that there are Rishonim hold it's a kazayis at the end of the seif, but we paskin that it's a revias. Bei miyayin, bei mishar mashkin, whether it's wine or other beverages. Mevarich tchila bracha ru'i lo samin, even though you're laying less than a kazayis or less than a revias, you still make a bracha rishona. Says the Mishnah Berurah, as we already explained in Siv Katan Gimel, v'afilu akolshu, even in the little slightest amount, bein bedvar ochel, bein bemashka, de'asr lihanos mi'onolo zeblo bracha. He quotes the Gemara that we all know, asr lihanos mi'onolo zeblo bracha. Uliacharov, says the Mechaber, einu mevar klal, but in after bracha, you do not make any after bracha, because you ate less than a kazayis, or less than a revias. Okay, we're going to stop over here in the Mechaber, because it gets into a separate topic altogether. But based on this Mechaber, let's just see Allah Lamaisa bain the shear for Oakland for the shear of Mashin. Just let's get this down. In terms of a kazayis is Be'erach, from Jermatrovsky used to say a kazayis is Be'erach, an Israeli matchbox. Okay, one of the small Israeli matchboxes, that's Erech. It's not that big of a shear. We already discussed by Mizonos whether you're mitzarif by all the other things in there or not. But that's basically the size of a kazayis. In terms of a revius is about 3 ounces. Okay, it's about 3 ounces, about between a third and a half of one of those Israeli plastic cups. Okay, that's about the shear of a revius. Okay, a kazayis amount, which is going to be shear, the sheet of Tosos, is about one third of that. It's about 1 ounce. Okay, which is much smaller in terms of making a bracha achrona. That's the shearing that we're discussing, kazayis and revius. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah. See, called an alva, long Mishnah Berurah, but very, very rich halacha lamaisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ochlim mitzarfin the kazayis levarach leham bracha achrona revilat. Number one, all ochel that you eat in a suda, all that's mitzarif in terms of your shear kazayis. You don't have to have it in one food. Of many foods together, that will be considered a combination. If it's something that considered needs a main shalosh, it gets a main shalosh. If not, brain of fashos. Then, very important, we already mentioned this, Mr. Burr, before. If you eat a chatzi zayis of shivas aminim, the chatzi zayis achar, and you have a chatzi zayis of something that would be brain of fashos, even though we learned earlier on that Berein HaFashos does not pater Shivas Minim, and Berein Main Shalosh does not pater something that's Berein HaFashos. Nevertheless, Paskins and Mishnah Berurah over here, that they can mitzarif together, Mivarech Aleim Berein HaFashos Rabbos. If you have half of a kazayis, let's say, of a date, or an olive, and you have half a kazayis of a piece of meat, let's say, those are going to be mitzarif together to make Berein HaFashos Rabbos, and you make a Berein HaFashos on the whole thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a din kashalchu chatzi zayis pas, a chatzi zayis midarsh, shemarach b'rein nefashos the rabos, mevarach b'rein nefashos the rabos, a b'chiddush, even if you have a half a kazayis of bread, and a half a kazayis of something else, those will be mitzaref for b'rei nefashos. Rabos are called mashkim mitzarefin l'revius, and all drinks, on the other hand, mitzarefin for revius. But a half of a revius of a drink, and a half a kazayis of food, those don't mean mitzaref. Those are not mitzaref at all, and you would make no bracha achrona. Now, the Prima Gadim though does say, brought down in Sivganal, if you have less than a kazayis of bread, but you would be soveah. Let's say you had less than a kazayis of bread and you'd be soveah from all the other foods. Over there, the Prima Gadim is a stopping, but then maybe you would be chayiv to bench in that case. The Sharetzion and Oz Yud is mitstopping, but over that's what the Mishnah Berurah though brings down. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Cut the Prima Gadim, calls it a rock leaning shir kazayis. Avolim pas kedei sviya dechiyuv min a Torah chayv asha ochol maat maat. The alkabonim is savat kriyim. He's not talking about less because he's talking about eating it in a too big of a shear. What is the shear? We said you have to eat a kazayis, but how much time do you have to eat this kazayis? So there are there's diks in the Rambam, there's diks in other Rishonim, possibly that there is no shear at all. Really, really, you could eat it over a long period of time. And then you would still be able to make a bracha achrona. The whole shear of kedei achilas pras was only by isurim. However, that's not how we pass in halach lemaisa, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, right in the middle of the paragraph. It says achol kazayis maat maat. It's right after the brackets of chay adam. It says achol kazayis maat maat v'nishta harbe ba'achilato. And you wait a long time in between bites. Im yesh mitchilas ha'achila ad sof ha'achila yote mekedei achilas pras eino mitzarif. Once it's going to be more than a kedei achilas pras, it took you longer. It's somewhere about 3-4 minutes. Okay, 3 to 4 minutes is kedei achilas pras. There's many different sheets, all the way from 2 to 9 minutes, but most poskim somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes. If you eat, you have to eat your kazayis. If you have kazayis, you're taking small bites over a long period of time, then it will not be mitzarif, and you will not be able to make a bracha achrona on it. That's in terms of the shear for food. What about drink? What about what's going to be the shear for drink? So that's another very important machlokas. It's brought down in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Do you get also kedei achilas pras for the revius of drink? That's the sheet of the Ravid. In Trumos Yud, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam, though, paskins in many different places, the Yad HaChazaka, that the shear is the kedei shtias revius. The amount of time it takes a normal person to drink a revius. How long does it take to drink 3 ounces? Not very long, a couple of seconds. 2 gulps, let's say. Okay, it's a couple of seconds long. So the Rambam says if you drink the revius any longer than it takes sips, any longer than that, you would not be able to make a bracha achrona on your drink. The Mishnah Berurah brings down these two shitas over here. Set 2 lines from the bottom of the page. Uli'in and shtias revius. Im shata vihisik ma'at. V'chazir shata at shilhitim shishim revius. Yesh omrim de'enu mitzarif. That's a sheet of the Rambam, that it's not mitzarif because it's too, you only get a couple seconds. Yesh omrim de'mitzarif imlo shesham mitchilas ashtia ad sov ashtia yotam mitchil achilas pras. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the sheet of the Ravid that holds it's the same shear for Oakland, is the same shear for Mashkin, and you get this 3 to 4 minutes to drink the revius in order to make a bracha achrona, which is a major nafkin. I mean, a major difference between a couple seconds, between a couple of minutes. So how do we pass in halacha lemaisa? So number one, we have to have in our mind, number also, and you see the postgame are mitzarif this lekula also, is that we mentioned earlier on that there's a sheet on the Rishonim that holds even on a kol shehu of mashkin, you also have to make a brain of fashos. Okay, the also lianos bilam azav blo bracha also applies by bracha achrona. So we can mitzarif that also lekula. Keep that in the back of our minds. Lemaisa, in terms of this machlokas Rambam Ravid, okay. The Pashas of the Mechaber is, he's passing like the Rambam over there in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Over here, it's Mashmos over there in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Over there, it's Lechumra. It sounds like he's passing like the Ravid. Over here, he also brings down the sheet of the Gra 3 lines down. The Halacha is like the Ravid, that you get a Kedei Achilas Pras. We'll still see in a couple seconds, the Mishnah sort of goes Lechumra over here in the end of the day, but he definitely holds very strongly that this is an ikar shita in halacha. Okay, so that's the right. Now, one more machlok is between, we bring it all down to halacha lemaisa, because that's all by regular drinks that you normally drink quickly. But what about a drink that normally you drink slowly? What's a good example? Coffee, hot tea, any hot drinks that are you hot? The normal way of drinking them is slowly. So therefore, the Arshitas and the Achronim, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah 1 second, that hold, even though if the Halach is like the Rambam normally, that you have to drink it quickly, by drinks that are normal, the derech is to drink it slowly, then you get a much bigger share, because that's the derech, the way to drink it. Look inside Mishnah Berurah in the continuation. V'inei le'inyan shtiyas teva kafe, by tea and coffee. Sha'derech lishtosa kushucham v'kasha lishtosa b'lo hesek kaderech shar mashkin ki'im ma'at ma'at yesh machlokes rabba b'in aposkim im tzarech levarech bracha achrona l'dei arishona. There's a big machlokes aposkim if you have to make a bracha achrona according to the sheet of the Rambam that we just mentioned. Still say not to make a bracha. It says, Mishnah Berurah, that was the minhag olam, to follow the Rambam even by hot drinks. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, strange change, it says to Mr. Bro, wait till your coffee cools down a little bit, leave off a revius, and take down a revius in a short period of time in order to be machmer and to be able to make a bracha achrona. However, he says, that's a good thing to do, especially according to the gra that we saw earlier on, that even by regular drinks, he paskined that you have the longer period of time to drink the pasuk, the sheet of the ravid, the asher uktiach lespras, leinan surf, gam, vishtira bavade, nachom, laskos ke. Halacha lemaisa, let's bring this down. Number one, for Svardin, the Yalkut Yosef, over here in the Simanim, talk says that any suffix that you have over here, once again, he goes l'shitaso, like the Svarim do, that's going to be suffix brachos lahakal, and therefore, only if you eat a kazais, b'kdei achilas pras of food, or a revius, b'kdei shtias revius in a couple seconds, you're going to make a bracha achrona. If not, even by hot drinks, you are not going to be able to make a bracha achrona. And the Yalkut Yosef goes so far to say, as the schumra that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's quoted, it's from the earlier Achronim already, that you just wait for the drink to cool down and then take down a revius. He says, even if you did that by coffee or tea, it is not going to work. Says the Yalkut Yosef, why? Because that's not the normal way of drinking coffee and tea. And therefore, once it's not the normal way of drinking coffee and tea, even if you would leave over a revius, it would not work according to the Yalkut Yosef. Interesting, Vizos HaBrachli quotes from Mordechai Eliyahu, we hold that nowadays, that we have iced coffee and iced tea, that is the derech, and therefore, he holds that one would be allowed to do that even for the svart. Fine. But, in terms of Ashkenazim, many Ashkenazim poskim even follow the gra, even by regular drinks. Okay, the Chazon Ish was known to say that he followed the gra. Rav Yashiv was known to follow the gra, that you could go ahead and make a bracha achrona even by regular mashkin, following the shita, the gra, the shita of the Ravid. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was famous of saying that he himself followed his Rebbe Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, and he himself used to make a bracha achrona at least on hot drinks, like the second day over here, following the achronim over here by hot drinks. And I believe Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal told me that he thought that one could rely, since we have the hot drink shita, and we also have the grudge shita, and we also said, remember, we have the shita of the Rishonim that held that even on a kosher, you have to make a brain of fushes anyways. One could rely on the shita of the gra, and as long as you drink it within 3 to 4 minutes of a regular drink, one could rely on that shita and go ahead and make a bracha achrona if he drinks the revius, even b'toch kadei achilas pras, and he has what to rely on in those shita. Just two more things, and then we will end to it. In terms of ice cream, what's going to be the bracha achrona on ice cream? So that goes back to what we talked about earlier on. Is ice cream a food or is ice cream a drink? Is it a liquid or is it a salad? Okay, we saw back when that Ravadi Yosef held Bikaron, it's considered a mashka, and therefore basically Sfarim will never make a bracha achrona on ice cream because you would have to drink a revius of it, betoch shtias revius, which is going to be a very quick amount of time of eating ice cream. But according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he held Bikaron, it was in Oakland, and therefore you need a kazais, betech toch chelas pras, that would be possible to have that amount of ice cream, if you eat it quickly, to eat it in 3 to 4 minutes, and you would make a bracha achrona according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And just the last thing we'll end off here is, there is a famous taz that's brought down here. It's not brought down the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah paskins against it. In another place in the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz writes, I'll tell you why it's a famous shita, is that by this whole din of Revius is only by regular mashkin that you normally drink a lot of. But if you're drinking whiskey, which is normal to drink only a small amount, usually you have a shot glass, which is only 1 ounce, you would go ahead and make a bracha achron on it. You go ahead and make a bracha achron on it, because that's a derech to drink whiskey only a small amount. That's why the Taz says it. It's not so much famous for Hilchos Brachos. But Hasidim use this Taz in where? Hilchos Kiddush. We mentioned earlier on, they'll use this Taz, and they'll say that even though normally you have to have a revius and a cup, and you have to have a Mlolugmav to drink to be Yotzei Kiddush, they rely on this Taz to drink only a shot glass of whiskey in order to be Yotzei Yedei Chavaso in Kiddush. The Taz is found over here in Sifkan Aleph in our Simen. However, like you said, I think we might talk about it once before, Rove Poskin, the Mishnah Berurah, disagrees with the Taz even by Hilchos Brachos, for sure by Hilchos Kiddush, because in Hilchos Kiddush it's not even Pashut that the Taz would hold like this. Because if you look at the end of the Taz, he is mitzarif the sheet that we mentioned today, that even if you have a kol shu, there are certainly shown him that say, you have to wake up a boy nefashos rabos anyways. They're mitzarif, so he's mitzarif that sheet over here by Hilchos Brachos, by Hilchos Kiddush. That cheetah is not going to be shaykh. It's not even clear that the Taz would hold it by Hilchos Kiddush. So Lemaisa, one, making Kiddush should not rely on the Taz and make Kiddush on a shot glass of whiskey. If one's father does it, he has what to rely on. There's definitely many tzaddikim who used to do it. There's what to rely on, and definitely you do not have to open your mouth to people who rely on that cheetah, but it's better not to rely on the cheetah when he is making his own Kiddush and have a revius in your cup and drink a malo lugmav ad kan for today. Yeah.